Sunday in Advent, Year C.
Let the Spirit come down. Let the Spirit come down. Let the Spirit come down on me to change my life around. Let the Spirit come down.
Hello and welcome to this week of Mary and the Seven Bells to Bethlehem, the O Antiphons, which begin on the 17th. Out of Bethlehem, like at Elza's, will be born one who is to rule over Israel. In Hebrews, we're told what Christ said on coming into the world: "Here I am, I'm coming to obey your will." And Luke describes the visitation to us. Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. The spiritual communion prayer will be Blessed Solanus's, read by Father Dan Crosby, and music will be that wonderful version of the Hail Mary by Mike Anderson. This is also our opening prayer from Father Don Gergen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
One of the great treats coming towards Christmas is the advent of the new double issue Radio Times. The first section I look for is the film pages, and I always hope there'll be some Indiana Jones movies. The one in particular I hope for is Raiders of the Lost Ark, which, believe it or not, is over 30 years old. The film itself is set in 1936, where Jones hears from a museum curator named Marcus Brody about a biblical artifact known as the Ark of the Covenant, which can hold the key to human existence. The action is all based around the adventure of finding the Ark and rescuing it from the hands of Hitler. The film was so popular that the US Library of Congress includes it in the National Film Registry as having been deemed culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Well, according to Wikipedia, that is. Now, the first reading from Micah is linked to the Ark of the Covenant. Micah lived near Jerusalem and speaks about the Anointed One who would come from Bethlehem, which was an insignificant little hilltop town. Nazareth in Galilee was also a small, poor settlement of about 150 inhabitants. But like Bethlehem, it became a wonderful place in the eyes of Christians as the home of a young woman who lived quietly with her husband Joseph. Luke provides us with a special view of this woman, excited about her future role as mother, but concerned enough about her older pregnant cousin to make the journey to Ein Kerim near Jerusalem to visit her. However, let's return again to the first reading. The people hearing Micah speak of Bethlehem at that time would be able to make a link to the Ark of the Covenant. Bethlehem was the town where the prophet Samuel went to speak to Jesse. He told him his son was to be anointed king. Jesse brought out all his strong, eligible offspring one by one, but Samuel said, "No, not this one, no, not this one," each time until the youngest shepherd boy, the weakest, was brought down from the hills. Samuel anointed him, and he became the great King David. David grew up and made Jerusalem his capital and religious centre of the nation by taking the Ark of the Covenant there to rest it, to keep it in the temple. The Ark in Raiders is described as holding the key to human existence. It was the great sign of the presence of God to the Israelites, who'd carried it through the desert. They'd put some manna in it and the broken stone tablets from Moses. It was incredibly important, and when David brought it into Jerusalem, there's a description of him dancing and leaping for joy all around it, because he's so delighted at having being in the presence of God. So now we can have a kind of link between Bethlehem, David, Jerusalem, and the Ark of the Covenant. The Gospel account of the visitation given by Luke provides our second introduction to Mary Bat Joachim, who was later proclaimed Mother of the Church by Pope Paul VI, and is now venerated as the most sublime human model for us to follow. At the time of Luke, she is described as blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit. The temple in Jerusalem, which Mary and Elizabeth would both have known very well, was built by David's son Solomon, as we mentioned, and all the worship was centred on the Ark of the Covenant. Zechariah had even seen the Ark for himself, because this year he was the chosen priest. He would also have been involved in services and worship, and many of these, they were copied from the Dance of David. Luke is aware of all of this, and although he is writing for the baptized Christians, he also wants to inspire new believers into accepting Jesus. He's been comparing and contrasting the two little families over several episodes, but today is the only meeting described. There's something very important and significant about to happen, so much so that it's become one of the joyful mysteries of the Holy Rosary. Luke is giving clues to the mystery that Jesus is the Son of God. The child John, inside Elizabeth, leaps, kicks out, jumps, dances for joy at the sound of Mary's voice. Anyone from a Jewish background at the time of Luke would understand that the baby John is acting like King David, dancing for joy before the Ark of the Covenant. Luke is almost stating that Mary is the true Ark of the Covenant. She is bearing the sacred presence of God. She is blessed by the Holy Spirit to be the Ark of the New Covenant. Bethlehem had two moments of great pride in its history. One when David was anointed, and the second when Jesus was born. It can also make us think of David who dances before the Ark, so that we see the true presence as John dances before Mary. Elizabeth knows that it is Mary who holds the key to human existence when she recognizes her as the mother of my Lord and gives the famous words, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus." Our preparation during these final days of Advent could perhaps include setting aside some time for the first joyful mysteries and to ponder on Mary as the Mother of the Church, and perhaps the true Ark of the Covenant. Then you can settle down to watch Raiders with a clear conscience. Well, that's what I intend to do.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
For a few minutes now, let's practice our centering plura. In the silence, keep your mind focused on one Advent phrase, "Be with me, Holy Spirit," O come Emmanuel, Maranatha. If any other thoughts enter in, don't be annoyed. Just leave them alone and return to your Advent phrase. This is your invitation to God's will and permission for the Holy Spirit to be close to you today. There is a 2-minute interval with bells to mark the beginning and end. You can pause the podcast if you want to extend this for more time.
Lord, please come to me in spiritual communion. Send your body and blood gushing through my veins. Send your love into my heart, my soul, my mind. Lift me up to your bosom and infuse me with your divine love. Amen.
Change my life around.